This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Indian External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jayashankar pays courtesy colon Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba in New Delhi. Prime Minister Deuba and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks tomorrow. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says Prime Minister Deuba's India visit will be centred on Nepal's interest. And Russia says alleged Ukrainian attack on its fuel depot harms talks. Now the news in detail. Minister for External Affairs of India Subramaniam Jayashankar paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba today, who is in New Delhi, for his three-day official visit to India. Prime Minister Deuba also raised the head office of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party BJP today itself and discussed the contemporary issues with the leaders. The Prime Minister flew to New Delhi by a regular flight of the Nepal Airlines Corporation, leading a 50-member delegation. Indian Minister for State of Defence Ajay Bhatt, Nepal's Ambassador to India Shankar Prasad Sharma, and senior officials welcomed the Prime Minister. Similarly, the Prime Minister will attend a reception to be hosted in his honour by Ambassador Sharma this evening. Prime Minister Deuba will hold delegation-level talks with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi tomorrow. Following the talks with Modi, Prime Minister Deuba will take part in the inauguration of 35-kilometre Jayanagar-Kurtha railway service and Solo Corridor transmission line supported by the Government of India. Likewise, both Prime Ministers will virtually take updates of 132 health service centres under construction in Nepal. The Prime Minister's entourage includes his spouse Dr. Arju Rana Deuba, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khatka, Energy Minister Pompa Busol, Health Minister Birut Khatioda, Agriculture Minister Mahendra Rai Adab, Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi, among others. Minister for Communication and Information Technology and Government Spokesperson Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says Prime Minister Deuba's India visit will be centred on Nepal's interest and welfare. Unveiling the latest cabinet decisions today, Minister Karki said the Prime Minister's visit to India would further deepen Nepal-India ties. The cabinet meeting decided to form a delegation under the leadership of Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma to participate in the joint meeting of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. According to Minister Karki, the first council meeting of the Trade and Investment Framework between Nepal and Cambodia will be held virtually. Nepali Congress Vice President Purna Bahadur Khadka has been assigned to take charge of the party acting president during the absence of party president Sher Bahadur Deuba. Prime Minister and party president Deuba, who left New Delhi for his official visit, assigned him as the acting president until he returns home. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has designated Home Minister Balakrishna Khant to look after the daily administrative works of the Prime Minister during his absence. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Prem Bahadur Ali said that it has been decided upon to continue the existing ruling alliance for May 13 local-level election. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport today, Tourism Minister Ali said district task forces would be created for the coalition to join hands with each other in the election. Minister Ali further said a budget worth 16 billion rupees has been allocated for land acquisition to upgrade Biratnagar Airport into a regional international airport. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
*1415# dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं। श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge has inaugurated the Tarani Prasad Koirala Media Hub in Biratnagar today. On the occasion, Minister Kharge announced the beginning of the broadcast service of Metro FM 103 MHz. The FM began its service in collaboration with Radio Nepal and Biratnagar Metropolitan City. Communication Secretary Dr. Vaikuntha Aryal stressed the need for expanding media hubs in other parts of the country for promoting information and technology in Nepal. Addressing the inauguration ceremony, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesu, said the media hub would help achieve another milestone in the information and technology sector of the country. Executive Director Casey further said that the services related to radio transmitter, FM transmitter, e-library, music studio and conference hall, among others, would be provided from the media hub. Papua New Guinea defeated Malaysia by 8 wickets in match today under the Triangular T20 International Cricket Series underway at the Tribhuvan University International Cricket Ground. Chasing down 197-run target by Malaysia, Papua New Guinea achieved the target in 17.5 overs at the loss of 2 wickets. Invited into bat first after losing the toss, Malaysia made 196 runs in allotted 20 overs, losing 6 wickets. Malaysia is facing Nepal in match under the series on Saturday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Russia has said that the alleged Ukrainian strike on fuel depot in Belgorod has created uncomfortable conditions for continued talks with Ukraine over ending the war. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters on conference that attack was not something that could be perceived as creating conditions comfortable for the continuation of negotiations. He further said that the authorities were working to reorganize the fuel supply chain and avoid the disruption of energy supplies in the city. A Russian official said earlier on Friday that 2 Ukrainian military helicopters had attacked a fuel depot there, making the first accusation of Ukrainian air raid on Russian oil since Moscow started its military action over Ukraine. However, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says he cannot confirm or deny reports of Ukraine's involvement in the strike on the fuel depot in Belgorod. Meantime, Ukrainian negotiator Mykhailo Podolyak has said delegations from Kyiv and Moscow have resumed virtual talks on Friday. Likewise, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said he will tell his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in a phone call later on Friday that he and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky need to take a step to address issues over Ukraine's Donbas region and Crimea. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, and Gandaki Province, and Manlipia in rest of the country. Brief rain with thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Indian External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jayashankar pays courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba in New Delhi. Prime Minister Deoba and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi to hold delegation-level talks tomorrow. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Kharge says Prime Minister Deoba's India visit will be centred on Nepal's interest. And Russia says alleged Ukrainian attack on its fuel depot harms talks. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.